binder. Do you need a pen? She has one in. Oh, she's got a pen. She gavels. Does she want me to go get it? You want me to go get it? No, she'll be okay. Use her hand. Yeah, she uses her pen.
I'm going to go ahead and call the council session to order with roll call.
Mayor Lundberg?
Here.
Councilors Van Gordon?
Here.
Moe?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Stare?
Here.
Woodrow?
Here.
Pitchenary?
Here. And I will open the first session of 2020, January 21st, 2020, of the Planning Commission with roll call.
Chair Coivula?
Here.
Vice Chair Sherwood?
Present.
Commissioner Vos?
Here.
Landon?
Present.
Bergen?
Here.
Gill?
Here.
McGinley?
Present. Okay. Well, first I want to welcome everyone. We used to do Planning Commission Council joint meetings pretty much, I don't know if it was annual, but it was on a regular basis. And we kind of got off that schedule, so we thought it was a good time to have a check-in, kind of go over some of the things that are going to guide the discussions at the council table so that we can have be on the same page for the next year. And so we have three actual items on the agenda, and so I'm going to go ahead and let Mary Bridget start on it.
So good evening, Mayor and Councilors and Planning Commissioner. We're here tonight for a joint meeting. This is a work session. There are three items that staff will brief the Council and the Commission on, and then hopefully have time for discussions and questions. The first item is the upcoming, well, I guess I should say, in-process City Mission Vision and Values Project. Then a development code update with Mark Russ. He'll have a short presentation about that, as that's really a key thing that you all will be working on in the coming year. And then upcoming development topics and schedule. So looking first at the first agenda item is the City Mission, Vision, Values, and Branding Project. So we have been directed by the council to move forward with a Vision Mission Project. The last time Springfield embarked on one of these was something called Springfield Tomorrow, which was probably about 20 years ago. And out of that was a community survey, and then some goals were set and some accomplishments had been done in that time. For example, downtown revitalization, building the municipal jail. I mean, what came out of that were some concrete things. But I think with that, and that's what words in the council's mouth, but I think where they are is that it might be time to relook at that again, get some input from the community about where they think we're going, what they would like to see, and then using that information to come up with an updated vision and mission. So potentially the goals, the council goals may change. The parts of that are the community survey part is first, then that information will be compiled. And then the council in April will work through with a consultant coming up with a new vision, mission, value. The survey part, which obviously is one of the most key parts of this kind of project, will start actually this Friday with a telephone interview, telephone interviews, but it has several parts to it. So it'll be telephone survey first. That's for people in the community. It's cell phones and landlines. And then those results come in, and then based on those results and other work, we're doing an online survey where people can give more maybe detailed or substantive answers as opposed to kind of a yes, no, thank your priorities kind of responses. And then stakeholder and focus groups. So one request we would have of the Planning Commission is if you think of people who might be appropriate stakeholders or people that participate in a focus group, it would be great to know that so we can make sure that those people get included. And then after that information is compiled, then the council will, as I said, distill that into vision and mission and perhaps even logo and branding. So it's pretty exciting. I think it'll be a great project for the city. There, attached to your packet is a schedule. I'll give you an idea, but if you have any questions, Amber Fossen in the city manager's office is heading that up, or you can also always ask your staff contact or myself. I wonder if anybody has any questions about that project or comments, but we'd be happy to hear. Okay, great. Well, this course, move on. It's good. The next item is, will be development code update project, and that will be from Mark, and then Sandy will finish up with upcoming development.
Take just a second to get a few things open there. Well, good evening, Mayor, Councilors, and Planning Commissioners. Thanks. I'm excited to have you all in one room tonight. Usually I'm talking to you separately. So you've all heard a lot about this project over the last year, almost a year and a half. One of the original key themes that I put on this project personally is trying to figure out how to do this project differently. And I think there were a lot of head nods around that idea. Moving forward with a timeline that was ambitious to complete the amount of work that is envisioned to be completed. You've all seen this schedule multiple times. I just wanted to do a quick check-in with where we're at on this schedule. It has been revised since it was very first initiated. And the green line up here, it's just into quarter one of the new year, 2020. And you'll notice that that's starting now to overlap task seven, the yellow bar there, a little less than halfway down the page, that is the public outreach phase for the housing code portion of the project. All of the yellow bars represent phase one, which is the housing. The next phase, which is represented by the orange bars, is phase two, which is the, I either call it the employment lands phase or the commercial and industrial lands phase. So we're just starting into that phase now as we move into the new year as well. I have been having regularly quarterly check-ins with both the bodies that are here tonight, both the Planning Commission and the City Council. I envision continuing to do that. That's represented along kind of towards the top, all of those stars, just every quarter is planning to come back to both bodies and check in and do a status update. In addition to those regular quarterly check-ins, I will come back to you when needed in addition to those to get your feedback or input or take necessary steps to move the project forward. And we're nearing one of those points now. So outside of the regularly quarterly check-in, I'll be coming to both the bodies, to the City Council on February 3rd and Planning Commission February 4th, so just in a couple of weeks. I'll be asking the council specifically to review and provide direction on moving a public input draft of the housing code forward to the next phase, this community outreach and public input phase. And then the Planning Commission will see that as well. We will also, in order to initiate this phase two for the commercial industrial land, is forming a new TAC, a technical advisory committee, for that phase. I have heard quite a bit of interest from different members of the community and even members of our existing TAC that we have for the housing phase that are interested in continuing to serve in the capacity on the TAC. So that, appointing that new TAC for phase two will be a step soon to come. Even sooner than the February 3rd and February 4th dates, we're next week, on January 28th, the Governance Committee, which are two representatives from the City Council and two representatives from the Planning Commission, will be meeting again to provide a little bit more direction on bringing this public review draft forward, as well as the next steps. So in releasing or moving forward with releasing this public review draft, this has all been built on a lot of input from the Technical Advisory Committee. We have one of the members here tonight, Mr. Rick Satry, is in the audience. He's a member of the TAC. They have been doing a lot of work over the last year, as well as input from the Governance Committee meetings that we've held to reach the point where we do have this public review draft. This diagram here is in the community engagement plan that was approved for this project early on. I'm bringing it back to represent part of kind of how the process is structured. So we have been building the foundation of this pyramid with all of the input from the technical advisory committee. I've also had one-on-one interviews from stakeholders and other members of the public, again with the governance committee input. And so now wanting to move into the second tier of this pyramid, working up into the community input phase. It's still information gathering point. We're not anywhere near finalizing the code. The draft we're releasing or hoping to release is very preliminary. There's a lot of work that really still needs to go into it to get it to the point that it's ready to begin the public hearings process, which is represented kind of by layer three. There will be a two-tiered public hearing process, similar to how you have recently been processing the TSP implementation project. There was a full planning commission public hearing process phase, and then it moved into the city council public hearing phase. And there's lots of opportunity for input and decision making around what exactly gets decided upon. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anything here. So really with that, I mean, this is just an opportunity for both bodies to be together, share any questions or comments, and provide input to me as we. This is, in my mind, again, a very key time in the project moving forward to this public outreach phase. And it's exciting. I think there will be lots of events or things happening with the public outreach phase. So we will do electronic means of communication. We do have a web page for the project, opportunities to conduct open houses and focus groups, reach out to the community through already established groups like the Chamber, Realtors Associations, the City Club, those types of groups, continue to communicate with any opportunities we can find and connect. So I think with that, we're trying to avoid having this shut down here. For maybe a couple hours. I don't know whose laptop this is, but they can see it. Anyway, I'll leave it at that and open it up to questions or comments.
Do you have a web address? Is it off the website for the city?
It is off our main website.
And what is it? Where would you go to get that?
So you could go, I'm not sure I will be able to do it. I don't have the web address. I could email you a link if that would be helpful.
Okay, that would be good. And then, so is the review going to show up there, the draft of the housing code?
It will ultimately, yes. It will definitely be on there. The city council will see that first before it's released on February 3rd. But yes, then we will put it on the website as well as other means.
I'm just wondering how easy it would be for community members to input to you and to get to that website. I guess I need to know so that I can share what some people are asking.
Sure. Yeah, so we do an e-blast is what we've called them, and we have an interested party list that we've been compiling from that webpage, or people can call me and I'll add them to that interested parties list as well. So the e-blast will go out to anybody's email that has signed up to be on the interested parties list. That will include a link to the webpage and that new information.
So that on that blast?
Yes, you will be included.
I guess I should be asking you. Sorry. I really just have a comment, and that's that I have noticed that at Tier 3, the Planning Commission has been taking a lot of the arrows that the City Council would normally be taking, especially with the last round of changes with the Transportation System Plan. You've ironed out a lot of the problems that we would normally be entrusted with, and I just wanted to say I'm really grateful to you for your hard work on those things.
Well, first of all, a comment. Number one, the TAC is getting quite a bit of interest for the commercial and industrial.
I have received some interest, correct.
That is great because, as I understood in the past, you were really trying, kind of not getting a lot of input initially. And then my question is, when you're talking about our meeting February 4th, will you be actually seeking CCI input, or is this going to be more informal?
We will not be seeking CCI input yet for the TAC at the February 4th meeting. That meeting for the Planning Commission will be a bit more informal and informing what the City Council has done tonight for in terms of directing to release the public to be drafted on.
So, Mark, are the categories for the commercial industrial, are they in categories like the residential for the committee?
We have not formed that, but they can. I would imagine it would be similar, you know, like a commercial real estate agent representative and a developer, you know, an online Chamber of Commerce representative. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's what I'm asking, is what kind of we want to make sure we have enough and the right kind of representation.
All right, so we'll look back at the list we formed for the housing tab. And bring that to you for your input on the make sure we get the right categories. We weren't able to fill all of the categories we had envisioned originally, so it was kind of a process to just fill up as much as we could. But we will definitely be looking at that diverse section of the community.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions?
Mr. Gill?
I was curious as to, since you're working out the draft and we had the legislation passed around the housing, how has that worked for you? You don't have to like say content, but just how have you managed that? And I know that it's the VLCD is in the middle of the rulemaking and you're part of that. So can you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And it has been tricky. So I think what's being asked is House Bill 2001, which was the middle housing legislation that was passed back the last year in the summer. From the input from both of these groups is it was decided that we will move forward with trying to fully implement that legislation now with our code update process, specific the housing phase, ahead of the schedule that the state will provide specific direction on. So the city, through mostly me and Sandy Belson, is represented on the Rules Advisory Committee at the state level and the Technical Advisory Committees for how to implement those legislative concepts. And it's going to be a while still, I would say, for the state to come out with their rules. I think our code will be as in line with the intent of the legislation as we can be without having their specific rules. I think I have mentioned to both of these groups throughout the process so far is that we may have to go back and tweak a little bit to get it exactly right once they come out with the rules. But having sat in on a number of those meetings at the state level already, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Thanks for doing
that. So, Mark, I know the smaller communities in Eugene are in opposition, really, to House Bill 2001. So, are you familiar with, or who's here that might be familiar with, where that's at in terms of what might happen at the legislature? Being on the LOC board and the mayor's board, I can guarantee you they don't like it. So, anticipating pushback, maybe about the bill, number one, the bill, period, and two, how those rules would come out. So, is anybody, or should we're going to wait until the session, we're in session, or we're not in session, but they are.
I wouldn't say I specifically have any knowledge of what may or may not change in the legislative session, so.
Yeah. Well, it would be good to note that there are, many, the small communities are very unhappy.
Sandy's kind of raising her hand right there.
I can't speak to the communities that may be in opposition, but I was at a summit last week at which Tina Kotek spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is a representative from the Portland area who really championed House Bill 2001. And she called out the mayor of Albany in particular for opposing the accessory dwelling unit compliance. and was very much taking a stance of the state will make the cities do what they need to do.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was with the governor last week, and she was actually been distancing herself a little bit. She said, it's not my bill. So, that's a quote. And so, and I'm sure she's supportive, but I just think it'll be interesting to see what happens and how the rules, if it's only rules that come out, how they come out. Not that we should change what we're doing, but it'll still be interesting to see what comes out of this session.
What Mark referenced, so Mark and Sandy are both on the committee that's doing, that's providing input on the rulemaking, so we should be at least ahead of the curve and knowing what's coming up, so we can incorporate, hopefully the idea is we can incorporate those rules into our process ahead of the curve.
I would say at the rules advisory committee meetings, from the department, the staff level, the message has been very clear that the policy decisions have been made. The RAC isn't there to rehash the policy decision, and that it's really to figure out how to implement it.
No, and I understand that, but there's just going to be a lot of pushback once, communities are being made to implement it.
Commissioner Gable?
I've seen correspondence from Representative Wilde and Governor Eugene, and they're in support of the bill, specifically directed to Eugene City Council. And I've not seen anything from Eugene directing their policy advisor to go to the short session yet, but that doesn't mean that can't change. But there was some feedback from the mayor and Representative Wilde. That's all I know.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Good work.
Moving along, exciting stuff.
Okay, so I have one more item, and that's our upcoming development topics. And Cindy.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for the opportunity to come and at least have this item before you. So the Planning Commission in large part responds to applications that come to them either through an appeal of a planning director's decision or through a quasi-judicial type decision which requires a public hearing type of process to get that input before a decision is made. So those are the land use decisions that they would make. Otherwise, they serve as an advisory body in which they make recommendations on legislative matters that then are forwarded on to the city council as the elected officials to make the final decision at the local level. So we don't have any scheduled legislative decisions coming through the Planning Commission other than the code update, which you saw the schedule for, and then for this year. So that is not anything we have in the queue, although that doesn't mean something couldn't arise to that level. And then the applications, as you can see on the Planning Commission calendar, the ones that we've gotten are listed there, for which we have scheduled hearings. I will note that the appeal of the Marcola Meadows has been canceled or rescinded or whatever.
Withdrawn.
So that's no longer going to be appealed. They resolved the issues through meetings with staff and understanding what the approval consisted of. And so they are moving forward, and that will not be coming to the Planning Commission as shown on your calendar. And that is what I have to start us off on. If you have questions or want to discuss anything that's coming up, I'm happy to try to answer.
Yeah. A Could you just give us an overview of what the Marco Meadows development is going to look like?
Yeah, I'd hoped that Jim Donovan would be here, but he may not have anticipated we'd get to this item so soon. and he could better speak to it. They are going forward with implementation of the master plan as approved with a subdivision that has been approved. And are probably going to look to do some further refinement, plan designation zone changes, but that will be in the future once they've actually started building the homes that they have through the subdivision. So I think, what was the number of homes that they would be building? Do you remember, Tom?
The initial phase that they are moving forward to plat right now will be 25 to 30, that they should be able to be breaking through.
There he is.
There he is.
Just in time.
And then there are.
Because I made that announcement.
Yes, but the whole, so they have their tentative plat approval, so I think it's Joe and Lynn. They had their tentative plat approval. That was what they had to put a placeholder appeal in so they could get an explanation. There's some, it's nuanced, we don't need to go into all of it, but there's some, just some issues with stormwater, as you can imagine, with that area and the ditch and the master plan, it's very complex. And so they want to kind of shift the stormwater around a little bit from what's in the master plan. So what we've worked out is that they're going to move forward with those 25 to 30 homes that don't implicate much in the way of stormwater, and then staff's going to work with them to adjust some things, likely administrative master plan modifications, so they can build out the rest of those, as you mentioned, 170 homes. So it's going to be sort of this tentative plan approval will be in sort of phases within the phase that they've brought forward. That's not overly complicated.
And that's just the beginning.
And that is, yeah, that's the first step.
In discussions with the applicant, they are really looking at aggressive timelines, and they are prepared to try to build out in the next 3 to 5 years the entire master plan. That may include a couple of changes on the south side, but they are definitely ready to meet some market demand.
There's supposedly going to be some commercial development along with it.
The master plan right now includes commercial on the south side, and that is where they may be in search of some additional flexibility. There may be a change to something like mixed-use residential, which would allow them to do commercial and residential, so they would have the options. If it were to go all residential, you'd be looking at an increase of at least a couple hundred units, and it might be as much as approaching 1,000 units of residential.
Wow.
Well, in that case, with that timeline, is infrastructure going to keep up?
Well, as council noted, we have master planned it. We know how and where to do it. It's a timing thing where they will be working on public improvement plans as they sort of phase the planning. You can phase in your infrastructure, but they would like to change some of the stormwater. So I would expect one master plan modification at the low level, which would make the entire phase one and possibly portion of phase two buildable in the next 1 to 2 years. And at the same time, we'll be doing double duty with potential changes. So we have two kinds of phasing going on. So you have a master plan and you build by phases. You can phase the platting of each individual subdivision approval, but you can't really proceed without your infrastructure done. So lots of busy engineers, lots of busy planners, and you will see some of that potentially if they do entertain a change to plan zone designations. So if it it may stay at staff level.
So potentially that would impact we're looking at the intersection between and Q Street. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if at the end we put money in, or we put it on the list, but how high it came to the list, because definitely that kind of, those kind of residents in that area would definitely make an impact, and it, you know, we talked about doing a roundabout at one time in that intersection.
And that is still what is on the master plan. Some of you are here, and so my apologies if it sounds a little redundant, but council did resolve an appeal on the master plan at one point, addressing the needs of the property owners on the south side and their driveways, and it's also a traffic issue if you're backing into that level of a roadway. So the resolution at that time was a roundabout with a slip lane, if you will. It's almost like a small frontage road that helps them get out into traffic. Now, at the time, that was also for a big box, which is a huge traffic generator. So I think changes to the southerly portion may necessarily have to include an examination of that treatment. But right now, it is a roundabout on
the intersection of Marfora Road and Q and 19.
It's sort of centralized to the development.
Yeah.
Leonard?
Is the big box completely off the table now?
It is. The current plan is for sort of disseminated commercial, if you will. That's what's shown on the current master plan. And
as I recall, the what you call the slip lane or the frontage road was also part of the revised master plan that we approved 8 months or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't if it was developed as the first part of the master plan,
right,
at least was part of the second approved master plan as well.
Right, it is, Commissioner. And right now, if you recall, that one allowed us to go and start the phasing up in the northeast corner.
So I just wanted to provide a little bit of clarity. The intersection that Jim described would be for the collector roadway through the site,
right,
where it intersects with Marcola.
I'm talking about the one
19th and Marcola,
right.
Is queued up for intersection analysis, and that's
right.
Where we're going to look at just the background traffic growth, any additional traffic growth, what would the impacts of expanding the signalized intersection look like on the surrounding properties, how would that operate, how safe would it be compared to what would any impacts from a two-lane roundabout look like on surrounding properties, and how much mobility and safety would that provide. And then the idea is to bring that fairly small suite of solutions back to council for discussion, that we have not, the council's not yet directed us to pursue funding of the actual build project that would result in.
So
figure out what to do first.
It was on the analysis list.
Yes.
And with the funding, there was interest from the council in applying for funds to help with some of the existing pavement degradation coming off of Mohawk, but that wouldn't be enough funding based on what we're anticipating getting through the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, to actually fund the intersection reconstruction that Tom was describing.
So on that planning, whatnot, are they including the potential siting for new schools in that vicinity and other community centers that would be generators?
There was a discussion most recently about school district interest and another interest located at the southwest corner, and that may be the subject or possibly a trigger for some of the rezoning. We're looking at those two potential questions under current zoning versus changes in the future.
So, could possibly come up.
So, Jim, the original, way back when we first did the we rezoned and did that master plan, it had more than one type of housing. It wasn't just single family, it was some senior housing, apartment. There was, in one area, there was a concentration of a variety of kinds of housing. Is that still the case?
I believe that is still the approach. So you had a couple of scenarios in this recent modification, and we have small lot residential, meaning medium density, and then in the mixed use areas and in some of that medium density residential, we had some attached housing. And that zoning also allows for other uses such as the senior housing or something like that. But that would be up to the developer. You know, we have that all on the master plan right now, and I'm sure they'd be looking at all of their options if they go down the modification route.
I know I've had particularly seniors tell me that there isn't enough senior housing, not senior centers housing, but senior apartments for those that aren't low income. Just there's quite a bit along Valley River, or is it Valley River? Do you know where the car lots and then you keep going? Is there good pasture? Yeah, is it there's a variety of kind of housing that particularly is for 55 above or something like that, but it's on the river. I mean, it's nice housing and it's just it's geared for those that want to live next to each other. And that we have a dearth of that, maybe not at that level, but that style of housing for those who can, they can afford it. We just don't have it, so.
We have a model similar to that sort of garden style attached units. It'd be just north of the waterway at present that was shown on one of the scenarios in the last modification. So they're under, I'm sure, under market analysis and testing all of their products against that. So we have the flexibility to make that happen with them.
Yeah, well, it, because I have heard it from folks that you know, we should be planning for those that want to move into something much smaller or even an apartment style, but they can afford, so they're not going to move into something that's a low-income setting. They want a market rate, something.
I think they would have both options. Either small lot residential, meeting that medium density, and attached housing. And I think I believe of the nature you're referring to that.
Chair.
So we didn't have to give out any tax incentives to make this all happen. Have we? Oh, that's great. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Any questions?
Any other for the rest of your presentation? Sandy?
I'm available if you have questions.
Thank
I
you.
Don't have anything else to convey.
Nothing else?
Question from Commissioner McGinn.
I have a question while we're all here. I was looking on the website and the council terms aren't listed on there. I was wondering who here is up for re-election and what's going on there. Is that all right to ask?
As long as you tell us when your terms are on.
They're listed on the website.
You could still tell us.
Well, I'm in until 2023.
I'm in until May this upcoming, well, this year.
And we'll be able to do.
Yeah, I can, yeah. Assuming you want me to.
Well, that's up to you.
How good is your behavior?
I'm mid-year 21. I think I'm 22. Did you check that?
Let's see your ID.
22 as well.
Middle of this year. Goodbye.
So my term ends the end of this year, and I am not running for 3 years.
So I'm up in 2022.
I am up end of this year.
3 years to go.
End of this year, and I'm rerunning.
This year, I'm running.
Thank you.
So I will say before we end, though, that part of the reason we wanted to get together is so that we actually saw each other. Because if we get disconnected, then sometimes what you all do becomes a surprise and then probably what we all do becomes a surprise at the end of the day, because we are hearing from the same folks and how the thinking is and how the Planning Commission is making decisions, and then how we follow up with our decision-making and policy-making versions of that. So I don't think we should wait as long, unfortunately, as we have now, so that we can for sure understand each other in our roles. And, you know, because if we've had some big topics so far, but we have much ones here, I'm not sure if you've done it, but, so.
I know we've recently reiterated our the importance of our attending your meetings. And we do get reports at each of our Planning Commission meetings for council actions and reports of what was went on in your meetings. And we also have our council liaison, Sophie McKinley. And really welcome and consider very valuable to know what's going on in the council.
Well, that was actually one of the questions, too, on the work session. The cover sheet is, did we want to see anything? Did you need some feedback about that now, or we can?
No, nope, you can give it to Leonard.
Okay, all right. Because Leonard, are you the?
I'm the liaison.
The Planning Commission liaison, too. Great. So we'll get here from him. Here in just a little bit.
You are?
I was in the Planning Commission a long time, and when we did our job well, the council could just rubber stamp it. That's the right term to use. And but sometimes it was really frustrating, but we do all the work.
During the Planning Commission.
Okay.
I guess we stay here and we can reconvene probably, since we don't have a public hearing, we can reconvene.
So if you want to convene early, I think that just to